2020 has been a year unlike any other. Residents of Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway faced unprecedented challenges amidst a global pandemic. It's time to take a look at some of the most memorable moments from a year that some might rather forget. Here we go. Former Skagway News publisher Larry Pursley made national headlines when he decided to give away the newspaper to anyone who could keep it running strong. In January, he chose Melinda Munson and Gretchen Wemhoff from a pool of 200 applicants.
Their ability to adapt and become part of a community was probably more important than how many years of hard journalism experience they had.
At the start of 2020, residents dealt with heavy snowfall across the Upper Lynn Canal, poor flying conditions, and a lack of ferry service due to budget cuts and mechanical issues made travel during January and February particularly challenging. Haines resident Luck Dunbar shared his thoughts on travel in Southeast Alaska during a rally in support of the Alaska Marine Highway System.
You know, playing basketball and traveling all the time, got to know the whole Southeast community from Wrangell, Petersburg, Sitka, Ketchikan. And I've got friends all over Southeast Alaska because of the ferry system. And I feel bad for the kids nowadays that can't have that same experience. And the ferry system is, it's our heartbeat of Southeast. It is. It's part of our history, for sure.
Right as ferry service returned to the Upper Lynn Canal, another barrier to travel began, the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, Canada closed its ports and borders to non-essential travel to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. The decision essentially canceled the 2020 cruise season for Southeast Alaska. Haines Rafting Company owner Andy Hedden described what tour operators were preparing for at that time.
Imagine just 12 months of no income. I don't know if it will put anybody out of business, but it's going to certainly drive people to either not open at all or take loans to survive or take other jobs or something of that nature.
The challenges and uncertainty of the pandemic required innovative solutions in the communities of Haines, Clukwan, and Skagway. The Chilkat Valley support chain was created to assist residents in quarantine who needed help with grocery shopping and other tasks. Many businesses began offering delivery and curbside pickup. Local food banks kept up with the increased demand for assistance, and Mosquito Lake residents created a community garden to promote food security. When local tribes and municipal governments received millions in federal pandemic relief dollars, they worked to get those funds into the hands of the residents that needed it most. Here's Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata.
And I guarantee you the vast majority of people in this community have a need because of COVID. People who have a need will be able to apply for this program and get money in their hands to solve their personal issues. And I can think of no better way than to spend taxpayer money than to give it back to taxpayers.
Skagway set up monthly direct aid payments to residents. Tribes in the Chilkat Valley set up utility assistance and food security programs that offered grocery cards and equipment for subsistence harvesting. The Haynesboro administered grants for businesses impacted by the pandemic and developed an economic stimulus program with help from the Haynes Economic Development Corporation and the Chamber of Commerce. But political life in the Upper Lynn Canal wasn't all kumbaya in 2020. The Haynesboro Assembly and Mayor voted to fire former borough manager Deborah Schnabel in May. The abrupt decision was criticized by many Haynes residents, such as Tom Haywood, who felt that the assembly had not done enough to try to resolve conflict with the former manager.
Firing our manager will add further chaos and hamper us as we transition into whatever this future brings that are the new challenges related to the virus.
The end of Ray Leggett's 16-year tenure as chief of the Skagway Police Department caused an uproar as well. Many residents called for more transparency from the municipality after the police chief said he was asked to resign. Nationwide protests against institutional racism this year sparked conversations in Haines and Skagway. Vigils were held for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black men and women who have been killed at the hands of policemen in the U.S. Haines resident Megan Hart helped organize the vigil at the Fort Seward Parade Grounds.
And I think the question for our entire country, no matter the size of our community, is what are the experiences of non-white persons with law enforcement and how do they feel?
The Chilkoot Indian Association challenged racist historical narratives of the Upper Lynn Canal when it got the U.S. Board on Geographic Names to officially change the name of Seduction Point back to its original Tlingit place name, Ayaklutu. Local historians say the name Seduction Point misrepresented the 18th century rape of a Tlingit woman by British sailors there. This fall, the Hainesboro Police Department received more calls than ever before about bears breaking into garbage, garages, cars, and even homes in search of food. That led to many kills in defense of life and property. Law enforcement and Haines residents killed nearly 50 bears in total this year. Fish and game biologist Anthony Krupe said the high mortality rate for brown bears in Haines this year will affect the future of the population.
This is extraordinarily high. The number of bears that Haines has lost this year is unprecedented. We didn't see a lot of females with cubs of the year this year, so it's not like there's a big batch of cubs coming forward through the next few years. There's going to be a break in the cohort that I think we'll see for some time.
During the last month of an already challenging year, the Upper Lynn Canal experienced a 1-in-200-year rain event. 10 inches of rain fell on top of roughly a foot of snow within the span of 2 days. The ground became completely saturated with water, opening sinkholes in the roads and causing destructive debris flows. Haines resident Joe Altman Moore was among dozens of residents who had to be rescued by boat when a large landslide swept through their neighborhood on Beach Road.
Anything in the path of that slide was total devastation. There were no trees left. There was no road, no nothing.
Haines residents Janae Larson and David Simmons were killed by the landslide. By the end of the storm, 9 homes were destroyed in Haines. Residences near the Beach Road landslide have been evacuated, and dozens of people remain displaced. In the final 2 weeks of 2020, residents received some hope when the first COVID-19 vaccines arrived in the Upper Lynn Canal. Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Administrator Harriet Brulette was at the dock when the vaccines arrived in Haines.
You know, I'm just worried about my family and my friends and my community and how this pandemic has affected us. I know that it's going to take years to get back to some sense of normalcy, but this is a step in the right direction.
And at the end of a year when absolutely nothing felt normal, that small step is something to be grateful for. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.